a hard time holding these alligators down.
Well, give me two claps and a Ric Flair.
Tim Livingston.
Emotional security is like the blanket that you tuck your soul in.
Pete Livingston.
You ready for Joe Buck to sex you up? Yeah. That's what I think he's saying. He's like, hey, you're about to sleep with Joe Buck.
And Sim.
This is our candy orchestra.
Mm. It's still going. Those are some good pop rocks.
Los Livingston Brothers.
Pete is in... He is in content mode this weekend. We've done two podcasts last night. We're doing one right now.
This is our driving to the store of Super Bowl. It's a little after noon. It's 12:17 on February 1st.
Welcome to the month of February, by the way. January, like, didn't exist, I guess.
Went by really fast.
I don't know.
But we are heading to the store to go purchase accoutrement for the Super Bowl, which is happening today. I just picked up Tim from his castle.
Yeah.
And
it's definitely a castle of some kind.
Yeah. I'm interested. I wonder how many times I contradicted myself when I did my picks last night.
That's awesome, yeah.
I can't remember, because we went through 12 pages of picks, and they were so rapid fire, and I think I felt myself changing, like, with the ebb and flow of the picks.
When I go back and listen to it after the game, and I tally this up, and then we come back to our next show, and I tell Pete just how right or wrong he is. I'm going to bet right now he's about 50% right.
Oh, no way. I'm way higher.
You took a lot of favorites. You didn't really take any of the underdogs.
True. I have it being very high scoring, and a lot of my underdogs are... well, that's not true, I guess. Right. But...
See, you contradicted yourself right there.
Right.
Yo. Ah, look. It's the old Toyota with the new Toyota.
That's a different... That's a Sequoia.
Uh-huh.
I'm in a Land Cruiser.
Which is the same idea. The Land Cruisers aren't made anymore.
Tim just gave a woman riding by on a bike just...
A boner?
Basically.
Okay. All right.
The cops may be pulling me over soon for...
What the fuck just happened with that guy over there on the passenger side? Yeah. I don't know, officer. Are you drunk? Maybe. Maybe I'm not. And maybe I am.
So I was listening to the radio on my way over to pick up Tim.
That's a bad idea.
And...
Who the fuck has a garage sale on the same day as the Super Bowl?
I don't know.
That's just wrong.
But go ahead. They brought up Drew Bledsoe.
Of course they did.
And I just started thinking Super Bowl. That's Super Bowl champion Drew Bledsoe.
Yes, 2002. He has a ring.
That's right. And Tim.
That's me.
Was a big Drew Bledsoe fan.
I was. No, when the Patriots were doing well in 98, and then they went on to the Super Bowl in 99.
I'm thinking of the first time they went. No, they lost to the Packers.
They lost to the Packers. That was 98 into 99.
Was not 99. I was in fifth grade.
Okay, so that was
or fourth grade.
97 then.
It was like
96, 97. Then, Bledsoe, Ben Coates was the tight end on that team. I think it was Antoine Smith. Was the running back, I want to say.
It was Antoine.
They had a very good...
Bill Parcells was their coach.
Bill Parcells was their coach. And, everybody's going crazy because Drew Bledsoe finally lived up all this potential. And everybody's like, oh my God, finally. And then they get...
their shit pushed out.
Yeah, they Desmond Howard goes for 2 touchdowns and
why are there so many non-eventful Super Bowls?
Well,
why do you feel that happens?
I don't know why there's like non-eventful Super Bowls, but I think
blowouts.
I think lately that's except for last year. Like last year was a complete outlier, but I think lately there's been a lot of good games.
Last year felt like you could make a legitimate case for it being fixed. You know what I mean? Like, it was that horrible of a game, and it just seemed like the Broncos were so uncharacteristically bad.
Yeah.
Just from the opening snap fumble that led to a safety to all of the weird, unnecessary, like, unforced fumbles by receivers that, like, never did that all year.
Right.
To the suddenly inept Broncos defense that could not tackle the... Albeit, I do think that they are the most underrated receiving core in the NFL. I think the Seattle receivers, I think, are very solid. They aren't the flashiest, but I think that they are very overlooked.
Yeah, but, I mean, in the NFL, when the game is a lot about passing, and you look at their receivers compared to other teams, and you're kind of sitting there watching, and you're just like, they shouldn't be beating us. You know, that type of stuff. But the other thing is they have good schemes. They have a quarterback who makes good decisions, you know? So I don't really know what to tell people when it's, like, underrated. It's like, I just kind of feel like it's not maybe, you know, it's underrated, but...
It's just a system that they're in?
Yeah, I feel like they have a good setup, personally.
If the Seahawks win today, which I feel that they will...
Mm-hmm.
Because you're trying to get your window?
Yeah.
And I've been saying this for a while. Is Russell Wilson... Thank you for not putting your boogies in the car.
I'm sorry.
And then, is Russell Wilson Joe Montana? Is he Joe Montana 2.0?
No.
You don't think so?
No, because he's not winning these football games. People forget, Joe Montana was the guy winning those football games for the 49ers back in the day.
Was he
the drive? I'm sorry. I don't remember Russell Wilson going 98 yards in 2 minutes to fucking beat the Bengals. I don't remember that.
Well, you know? That's because Russell Wilson wasn't on the team.
That's
why you don't remember that.
But that's my point, is that last year when he won, it was completely his defense that won the game for him. This is, if anything, if he wins this one, he's more on to a Terry Bradshaw type career, I think. Bradshaw won 4 Super Bowls, but his defense was the main reason they won those Super Bowls. He had Lynn Swann, I'll give him that. He had Franco Harris, but he didn't have... I mean, the defense that the Steelers had at that time was just ridiculous, you know?
Yes.
So, I think that he is more in line with what Terry Bradshaw did.
So, to beat Joe Montana, you have to have...
You have to be
late-game drives.
You have to be highly accurate. You have to be able to change the game on your own, which Russell Wilson has the capability of doing, but he doesn't do it as much as people think. Like, he didn't do it this year. This year, he didn't have... Like, I think in his rookie year, people are going like, oh, shit, this guy is incredible because he was running around and making throws. Of course, they lost to the Falcons that year in the playoffs. But I just think that... You know, people are saying Russell Wilson, Joe Montana, because Joe Montana was 6 foot.
I think it's more me.
And Russell Wilson was 6 foot.
I don't think anybody else is saying it.
I think you are height profiling, Pete.
I think he has a very similar game.
Mm-hmm.
I think that their game is very similar.
Montana never scrambled as much as Wilson did.
I mean... I think that I'm thinking more in the mobility department, not necessarily rushing yards.
Montana could get away.
Evasiveness. and good footwork. Yada, yada, yada. Anyway, we're at the store, part one. We will be back
part,
in the time.
Part two, the drive home, coming.
In literally, like, the snap of a finger, we will be back in the car.
No, I'm going to do some type of sound effect where it's like, whoosh, or something like that. I'll figure it out.
Do, like, a whistle, and then, like, a football.
First down! That's what I'll just do. First down! We'll be back with part two.
You won't.
We're back! First down! Something.
Put it on the board!
Something. So we just finished shopping.
See, it didn't take that long.
Yeah, whatever. Didn't take that.
Oh! No!
Oh, shit, look at that.
A
major pee stain in my pants.
Yep.
Luckily, it was just water. Sorry about that. It's sparkling water, though.
There you go.
And luckily, get all over, and not on the floor of your car, but all over my pants. So,
I'll tell you what I'm going to do for the month of February.
What are you
going
to do?
Barring Chelsea and I doing, if we go, like, get a dinner or anything for Valentine's Day. I'm not going to drink during the month of February.
Except for today.
Except for today. And I'm going to be very strict on my diet.
All right.
And then I want to work out 5 days a week.
Okay. Do that.
Are you going to do it?
Yeah, I'll do it. After the challenge. Today. After today.
We have to check in with each other.
Okay. Okay. We'll do this. I got you, son.
All right. So no drinking after today.
No drinking after today. No drinking after today.
Which is tough because I came up on a case and a half of some very nice red wine.
Yes, you did.
And I love me some red wine.
You know what you do? You put the red wine in some sauces that you make with your dinners.
No, not this. This is not.
They're good. Red wine reduction sauce.
Yes, but you do not do that with nice bottles of red wine.
I peed myself, Pete.
You did.
There's the new Stomper Shop. It'll be open next Saturday, 234 West Napa Street. If you go the day it opens, you get 25% off of not only gear at the store, but also season tickets. So there's some locals who listen to the show. There are some locals that listen to the show as well.
Some four locals.
Yes. Oh, fuck. I almost bought one last night, Pete.
Did you really?
I almost bought one.
That's horrible.
So, yeah, it's pretty bad. So you can go there. It starts at 10 a.m. And
are you going to go?
I'm going to be there. I'll be there for that. And then I'm also going to be over at the I'll go over to the clinic. The Winter Skills Clinic that's going on for the Kindlers.
Do you smell those wings?
Yeah, dude. They're delicious. The wings are awesome. By the way, probably doesn't matter because by the time this goes up, you guys will probably have bought everything, but Whole Foods did it big for the Super Bowl.
Yes.
So they have like a bucket. That's like a pound bucket, pound and a half bucket. It's a bucket. And you can fill it up to the top with the lid on as long as it closed. And you get the whole thing for $8.
It's amazing.
It's incredible. You're getting...
How many wings did you fit?
Pretty much, I think it's like 30 to 35.
And let's just do 33.
Uh-huh.
So you got 33 wings. What is that per wing?
That's about, you know, at 33.8, about 25, 30 cents a wing.
That's awesome.
I mean, that's pretty nuts.
What's the best deal that, like, if you go to Hooters... What's, like, the cheapest you can get a wing?
They do the boneless wings, not the actual wings, but the all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesdays. But to get to 30, man, that's a tough proposition. That's a pretty... Unless you're Dan Morgan, in which case Dan Morgan, the great Captain Morgan, as we call him, once downed 75 wings at Hooters. I have pictures. It's incredible. We decided to go on a Tuesday night.
when they weren't playing. I want to say it was like after the season. I think it was after the season, like right after the season.
Uh-huh.
And Ray Serrano, who is the manager, he's from the South, so Hooters is obviously huge down there. You know, they're all over the place, Hooters knockoffs and stuff like that. And so we decided to go on all-you-can-eat night, and it came up that Morgan was going to be able to eat, like, 75 wings. And we're like, are you serious?
Now, was that?
And he did it.
He said that he would?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he did. And it was remarkable. And he
Was he struggling?
Oh, no. Like, I think at the very end he might have struggled, the last two or three. But, man. Yeah, he pounded.
How big are wings? Are they like
the He took the drumettes. Yeah, yeah. He took the drumette. Actually, he said no drumettes, strictly wings, because he had a system of breaking the wing and pushing everything to the end, which was genius. I don't know why no one has ever like thought of that before, but my goodness, the preparation. It looked like a fucking gourmet had prepped these wings.
The scouting.
It was so awesome. Yeah, Dan Morgan. Noted scout, Dan Morgan.
The game planning.
Oh, no, he was just remarkable. So, good work by Captain Dan. But, yeah, wings, good work. $8. That's my giving to the proceedings today.
How... I probably won't eat them. I'm not a huge wing person.
Oh, okay.
How many wings do you think you could eat in a single sitting?
I actually tried this against Aaron, and I think I ended up with like 32, 33,
huh.
And Aaron did something like 40. My buddy Aaron, who works up at the Apple Store. We still haven't gone back in a long time, and I'm actually pissed off about that. It's been too long. But yeah, that happened. It was awesome. Hooters, wings, delicious. It sucks that people are actually going to Hooters for the wings now. Porn's ruined everything. Porn has ruined everything.
When did Hooters open?
In the 80s, like everything else.
That seems like a very 80s.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh,
you could never.
Hey, Florida, beach, babes, wings, oh!
You could not,
you know?
Oh, you could not start such a sexually explicit and like degrading restaurant chain today.
Right.
You know, it'd be hey, I got a restaurant. It's called Sweet Tits.
Oh,
hey,
Sweet Tits. But you, like, bold and underlined yeah. the T. And so everybody's like, what? Yeah, sweet tits. Say it slowly. Sweet tits. Whoa, hey, I don't need that. God damn it.
Just came up with.
Feet's a fucking genius.
Oh, my God.
We need to move to Florida and make that happen.
Sweet tits. We wow. do birthday parties at Sweet tits. Oh, my God. Sweet. That is so awesome.
I want to make a Swedish cracker based off of Cheez-Its and call it Sweetits. And see if that works.
I probably should not be laughing this hard while driving.
No, that's like me and Sam when Ishikawa hit the homer in the NLCS.
Yeah.
And I'm driving, like, no! Don't get so excited you wreck this car! So,
oh,
but yeah.
Christ.
We'll unload the food.
Yeah.
And then Pete will take me home. That'll probably be like the final, like part three, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess. And then I will.
Three part series,
and then I'll post this because what else?
So they announced a trailer for season 5 of.
Oh, Game of Thrones.
This has nothing to do with the Super Bowl.
We're going right into Game of Thrones.
But I started reading, I'm trying to finish book 2
oh,
because
boy.
I told myself that I would get caught up with the books by season 5.
Yeah, you're going to fucking burn that motherfucker up then. You have to do nothing else but work and read
when
that book.
When is season 5 starting?
April 12th.
I have time. I can do that.
Dude, do you know how long those fucking books are?
No, I don't, actually, because I have it on my Kindle, So it doesn't
That's a tough go.
I don't even think it does page numbers.
That's a tough go.
All I have is a percentage bar at the bottom of my...
I'm just saying it's a tough go. So, it's... Yeah. I need to read them, too. I read the first one, and I blew through it, like, in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Then I need to read the others, but I don't read as much as I should. I'll read stupid articles, though. If you have a stupid article that you'd like to send me, hit me up on Facebook. And, Sweet Tits is copyright, all rights reserved, Pete Livingston. Because what the fuck?
I take it back. You could fight pretty hard and probably win that one if you went and tried to open a chain. They're like, wait, that... It says Sweet Tits. Like, no, it's Sweet Tits.
Yeah.
It's Sweet Tits. What will we serve? Would it just be wings? Like,
wings. Oh, everything the Hooters sells. Everything. Just... Like, right down to the lots of tots.
What is that?
Lots of tots. Potato tots with sour cream, cheese, bacon, chives.
Oh, God.
The greatest concoction known to man. My good college friend Jamie, who worked there, like, when we went back for the national championship game when she stopped working there. Mm-hmm. First thing she got, lots of tots. Mm. I was like, what the fuck is that?
What's she doing now?
She's working for Apple. She's working as a secretary in the corporate offices.
Cool.
So, good for her.
Don't let her get you a job.
I need to have a degree first before I get that job.
You have a degree.
Well, named radio and television. So. Hi, Apple.
Which we are.
Have you heard of my idea for a new restaurant?
You're going to be the face. When I do commercials, you're going to be talking.
God damn.
It's always going to be you, like, walking through a Sweet Tits.
We'll have Apple Pay set up so that they'll be cool with that. You'll be able to pay with your phones. It'll be awesome.
Are they uniforms? Are they going to, like, I imagine...
Yeah,
like,
there'll be apples all over them.
No, it's not going to be apples.
No, because sweet, apples. What, you want to put, like, candy bars all over them? That's wrong.
But then it's got to be... Honey?
Yeah, honeycombs! That's what it is! No. Honeycombs right over, you know, Boob City. It'll be awesome.
I mean, at least with Hooters, it's a bird, and so it makes sense because it's wings.
What? Sweet, it's... I don't know, honey? Chocolate?
No.
Oh, we could do a bite.
No.
Wait, no, we're not going to go there. We're not going there. We both had the same thought. We're not going there.
I don't want apples because apples is like Applebee's, and I hate Applebee's.
Yeah, Applebee's is bad.
So we can't do apples. Can't do as Applebee's. Much as I respect...
One day, we're going to have a show, and it's going to be an argument over what's better, Applebee's, Chili's, or TGI Fridays. And it's going to be a glorious show.
I hate all those places. I hate all those places.
Oh, God.
None of them are good.
No, none of them are good. None of them are good. If you go there just to get drunk, then we're talking something.
Yeah, you can go there.
You can go to the drink.
Their food is horrendous.
Their food really is.
It's horrible.
It's terrible.
It is horrible.
It's so terrible. It's really not good at all.
How do you feel when you go into a Hooters? Like, do you feel dirty at all?
No. I mean, I've left that at the door for many years now. It's like, I don't feel dirty.
Then why do you not frequent strip clubs?
Because there's like male, like. There's
male.
There's a strip club funk, first off. And it's not the good funk, alright? Pete's crying. We've made him laugh so hard. No. It's something different about strip clubs, okay? Look, there's guys who do that at strip clubs, alright? And it's not urine. Alright? There's guys that do that. And those poor women have to deal with that. We're talking large human beings like myself doing that on a regular basis. I do not want to pay money.
Nobody does that at a strip club.
Yeah, they do.
They don't.
Yeah, they do.
Nobody does that at a strip club. Nobody does that.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
We're going to agree to disagree on that one.
So, the Super Bowl's in 2 hours.
Yeah, and we're going to unload this food, and then I'm going to go to my car and change my pants into shorts because fuck this. And we'll be back with part three.
All right.
All right. First down!
Oh, my God. Did we just decide on first down?
If you're going to run a joke into the ground, you might as well do it with transitions.
Is it?
So.
Like whistle, like deep.
Yes. Yeah, right?
That's a transition.
I wish that, like, Jim Carrey in Ace Ventura did something weirder than he did, which is saying something, in Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, when he went and played the guy who played professional football, and, you know, he did this whole thing at the mental institution.
Yes.
But he didn't really have any sound bites. It was more very visual. Man, 22! Oh, yeah. Put me in, coach. I know I can do it. It's all psychological.
Part three. Super Bowl is still Super Bowl
2 hours away. Keep not taking the scenic route. So. That guy in that big a truck driving way too fast for this area.
Yeah.
So. You know, just your usual Super Bowl Sunday. I'm already drunk. I've already spilled something on myself.
Tim already strip clubbed it.
Strip clubbed it, yeah. So, Sweet It's coming to a open leasing lot near you. As long as we get the money's worth out of it. That's what we should name our chop house, Sweet It's. It won't work, though.
What we'll name our what?
Our chop house.
Our chop house?
Sweet It's. Why is it called Sweet It's?
Figure it out, it's a secret. Let's figure it out.
Hey, if Old Chicago can be in the former place of a house of ill repute.
Right?
We're just bringing that forward. Pete just lost 5 pounds laughing.
I think you could. You could sneak to make a national chain. I think you could use Sweet It's.
Hey, yeah. There's a place up in Santa Rosa called Sweet Tees. Just saying. Yeah, I bet the teas are sweet. They are, too. They got some good-looking girls there. Milwaukee Tool. This episode brought to you by Milwaukee Tool. That's MilwaukeeTool.com. There are a lot of tools in Milwaukee, though.
Driving past J.D. Parisi.
Hey, Jed.
Mr. Joseph Dominic.
Hey. Right there. How goes it, Joseph?
So, closing thoughts before we drop you off, and then you upload this.
Yeah.
And then post it.
It's fucking glorious.
Post it before the Super Bowl so people can have something to listen to.
Right.
Before. Put it on, do like a direct link, and put it on Facebook. Or something.
Well, yeah. No, I'll do it. I'll make it happen.
Mr. Joe Hardman.
Hi, Joseph.
So, closing thoughts.
I think the Patriots are going to kind of pull away in the second half. I think it'll be a very close game in the first half. But I think once the second half happens, they're going to kind of shut down Marshawn Lynch, make Russell Wilson beat him. And he's going to have to get on Revis Island somehow. And I don't think that's going to happen. So I think it'll be a close game for the first half. But then you'll see the Patriots win, I want to say, by 10. I think it's going to be something like 27-17.
I think if somebody wins, it's going to be like a 13 or 14 point win.
Yeah.
I feel that.
Like they're going to have the touchdown lead. And then they're going to D up. And then they'll come down.
Exactly.
And
they'll like kick a field goal and then get it back.
Right.
And kick a field goal or something.
So. That's a good call. I respect that.
I do think we as fans are definitely probably overlooking the... Maybe not. Maybe it's just me. But I feel like nobody's super high on the Patriots.
Right.
But at the same time, people aren't necessarily really high on the Seahawks. A lot of people, even though they have a great defense...
Well, we have local bias here, too, so let's not, you know...
Well, I know, but the betting proves it, too. It's a close Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But Seattle's defense isn't as good as it was last year.
But it's still way better than...
Tops.
Yeah, I mean, last year's was an all-time great defense.
But I... Outside of, Tom Brady's Tom Brady, but I think he's lost some of the, quote, invincibility aura that he had back when they were winning championships. He's lost a few Super Bowls. He's been knocked around a little bit, beat up. Doesn't have the same numbers that he once had.
Uh-huh.
And the offense isn't the explosive down the field offense anymore. They like to do the quick hitting stuff, and Gronk is about as big play as they get. And so I kind of see how you have what is thought of as the more prolific offense in New England.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know if they're that much different than Seattle.
Here's the thing. If Richard Sherman opens up on Rob Gronkowski, then it's going to be a much harder game.
What do you mean opens up?
As defending him. Like, they'll go nickel, but what they'll do is they'll have...
No, they'll put, like, Cam Chancellor on him.
I wouldn't put Chancellor on him. I know Chancellor's bigger, but I would...
They'll throw multiple looks at him. Yeah. Pete Carroll does a lot different stuff on defense.
All right. Hey, I did this outro, so I don't have to do the show at the end of
the
show.
What is the outro?
It's me talking about where you can find us, how you can listen to us, all over Stunned Like My Daddy by Birdman and Lil Wayne.
Is it really?
Yes, it is. You gotta listen to the whole show, Pete.
Well, how long...
Subscribe!
How long have you been doing the outro?
Two shows.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah. So shut up.
I'm up in the production values. Shut up. Well, we enjoy the Super Bowl, folks.
Yeah.
Love it.
I hope you had fun with our three-part... Our
three podcasts in 12 hours. Fucking.
Yeah.
We're good.
Yeah.
So we bring the content.
So check. I want to see the episode before this. I'm interested to.
Oh yeah. No, I'll be running them. I'll do my points.
Okay. You'll be following along.
Yeah. Without a doubt.
Okay.
So. All right.
And what's your plan? Are you going to be here for the game? Or are you going to the...
I'm going to go to your house. Okay. I bought the wings. I'm going to your house.
All right. Sounds good.
There'll be wings.
All right. Let me know when you're going to come over.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, guys. Enjoy the Super Bowl. First down!
Hey, if you want to keep following Los Livingston Brothers, you can see us on Facebook. Just go to the Los Livingston Brothers fan page. Give us a like, leave comments, all that good stuff. And on iTunes, make sure to subscribe and also give us a nice, pretty-looking review and throw 5 stars up on us, because we are like a Rob Van Dam frog splash, because it's the 5-star frog splash. On top of that, if you don't use iTunes to listen to your podcast, you can also go to loslivingstonbrothers.com, click on the radio shows tab, and you'll be able to listen to all the shows dating back to our very first show at KCY. In 2011.
Man, that's a long time ago. Man, I'm old.